adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and he cares about the kids. And speaking of the kids, tonight, this show we dedicate to the kids. We have Pedro. Now, did I screw this up last time? Is it Muniz? That's a disaster. Yes?
It's like the moon and knees. You just combine them.
Muniz?
Yes.
And Luis Hernandez. Not Luis?
pretty much Luis.
Yeah. All right, we'll call you Lou. We'll call you sweet Lou. We were talking, well, the guys were in here about a year ago. They're from LAPD, and they're talking about this sober graduation. And what they're trying to do is get kids not to drive drunk and wrap their cars around other kids and light posts and things like that, because every year that's what happens. These lightweights, they go out celebrating. They drink some Mickey's in the park. We were there.
Yeah.
Coke was Drew's drug of choice. But for me, it was a couple of beers in the park, very innocent. And then you go out driving, and you could get into trouble.
Always take an issue with the lightweights.
That's right. That's right.
Well, those are the ones that actually get in trouble because they're not used to the alcohol reaction.
Don't encourage him, Lewis.
Right.
They're not
heavyweights.
Don't encourage him.
They're not heavyweights.
He's going to end up saying that people, if they deem themselves heavyweights, should be drinking and driving. Lightweights, neither.
No, I want the sticker on my license that can designate a guy who can hold a couple of Vicodin and a few shots of Jaeger, whereas my mom, she sniffs a champagne cork. She's out of her mind. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, HW.
Why should why should we have the same number? That's all. It's not fair. Believe me, what I can do loaded, Drew. I've done radio shows.
Oh, yeah.
I've built buildings, made love to a sofa pillow.
Yeah.
I can
certainly
do
driven.
Well, it happens. It happens. But never been in an accident. And
thank goodness.
Never got a 502 or a DUI or a DWI. And can't we just call it is it DUI or DWI? And it depends
DUI.
Where you are. DUI
is becoming the national call letter.
Something has been nationalized, Adam. You should be delighted.
Well,
finally.
Driving under the influence. DUI. Now, one thing that hasn't really been nationalized is .08, right?
Not quite yet. There are some states that are still fighting it. Actually not complying, but
fighting a good fight.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving were they were the driving force of the .08.
Right. And it used to be, well, let's do a little history on this because I'm going to get jealous, but there used to be just .1, right?
That's right, 1-0.
And wasn't anything for the first 50 years, was there?
Well, not really, because no one actually paid attention.
They just check
it.
You out, tell you to sleep it off. I mean, if you're a loaded officer, just
quiet.
Take you in and
don't drive.
Drunk tank.
You go to the drunk tank, right?
Yeah, and it was not a big deal until actually it stopped being a quote-unquote accident, and it became actually somewhat of a premeditated homicide.
Yeah.
And that's the level that is being taken care of here in California.
And so if you're over, well, you don't have to be over .08, right? You could just be intoxicated, be .04, into an accident.
And not being able to actually even walk. I've seen people, adults.
Can't hang with them.
No, seriously, adults. Let's say a person that weighs 120 pounds.
I'm serious, I'm not hanging.
And they're actually, they drink one cup of wine after a stressful day at work, hardly any food, hardly anything.
Mm-hmm.
They take that drink, and next thing, they're all over the table or they're flat on the floor. They just cannot handle it.
Lightweight. All right, so they can't come to the party.
LW.
They have the lightweight designation.
Should
be like this. What, Drew, what are you doing? You're doing like a gang sign?
It's like the square sign.
I want is right next to the donor sticker, I want the heavyweight designation. It puts me at .18.
Yeah, theirs will be
.18.
The square sign. Yours will be two boxing gloves coming together.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, got the two heavyweight. two heavyweight boxing gloves coming together. And let me just say this. You know, once in a while you hear about the guy who got pulled over and he was 9 or 10 times the legal limit. And everyone's like, oh, my God, that's got a that guy's got a problem. To me, that means the limit's a little high, a little low. Do you see what I'm saying? If you can go 10 times, if you're still driving a car 10 times, we need to raise it up.
No, no. I mean,
you see what I'm saying, Drew?
People become tolerant to it over time. It's like any other drug.
And heavyweight.
That is true. Yeah. I agree with that.
And so they can have much higher levels and seem not even as intoxicated as the guy that Lewis is talking about.
I mean,
about,
do you
even
think...
Even though they're impaired.
I bet you could win this case in court, which is basically to say, you'd come in, Drew. You'd have to be expert testimony here. Okay. But you would say, look, this guy, I've seen this guy on an airplane. He demolished off 5 Bloody Marys and a couple of Vicodin.
And then he got out of the captain's chair and came back and talked to everybody.
He's having a conversation. He's looking good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you've traveled with me.
Oh, you?
Yeah,
oh,
me. I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
It depends. You make the argument that .08 for me.
Your motor intoxication, your thought process is completely derailed, but your motor intoxication.
And that I have
no
such an exquisite level of coordination that even when it's hampered by the booze, still not as low as half the guys on the road.
Are you really one of these people who drink a lot and you think you're okay? Because sometimes when you drink a lot, you think, oh, yeah, I'm still okay. And everyone looks at you thinking, oh, this guy is
Pedro,
wasted.
Please don't go down this path.
I'm
you have no idea what's going to happen.
I mean? I'm blitzed right now. I got to be honest with you.
Have you ever taken an alcoholic in denial and attacked their denial?
No, there's some people, they start talking philosophy and everything and realizing, they're at their peak and you realize, oh, these guys are gone.
No, they're not. Yeah, my friends don't do the philosophy. They start working dude in a lot.
No, I love you, man.
And I love it, man. Yeah. And then they get into that thing where they go, dude, you pretend like you don't know I'm cool, but you know what's going on. You know your old friends. Hey, what are these Hollywood facts? I'll tell you that right now. I'm telling you everything you want to hear. Blowing smoke up you. I'll tell you what I feel. It's like, all right. Yeah. I like a little smoke once in a while. All right. But here's my point. The kids... They go out celebrating for graduation, and they get drunk, and then they get into trouble. And by the way, you can hurt somebody, you can hurt yourself, you can kill somebody, you can kill yourself, but you ruin your life these days with a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because let's just talk to our stupid listeners. They don't think they're going to get drunk and kill somebody. They think they're going to get drunk and they might get pulled over.
Right.
And you get pulled over. It's suspended license. It's thousands of dollars. Next thing you're going into classes. You're going to like rehab and stuff. Whether you have a problem or not. Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
What are the laws now? So you get your first violation. What happens
after the first violation? Of course, you go through the probation time. It could be 1 year. It could be up to 5 years. It depends to the judge. It depends the actual level of intoxication.
These are good questions because especially back in the day. I would work with a lot of the Latino labor guys when I was swinging a hammer. Some of these guys had like 6 DUIs, and nothing really happened to them.
It was okay in those days.
They had tons of DUIs. It was no big deal. And then I had a buddy, Alex, who got popped in his driveway, by the way, which to me, that's ollie ollie oxen free. You're home base now. You make it on your own property.
Just genetic inferiority.
That's
Darwin.
Poor guy was like, .08, and this guy was riding his bike. He was an attorney, which was funny. He's riding his bike, to work for the next 6 months because they took away his license. And he was going to AA meetings and stuff. And this guy, that was probably the only time he ever drank in his life. So the point is why does it vary so much? Can't they just standardize it? Why should it vary from judge to judge? You know, if it's .08 or over... And, you didn't kill anybody. Shouldn't it just be automatic year suspension, automatic rehab, or whatever it is? You know what I'm saying?
Well, for some reason, the judges look at the entire picture, what actually happened. What were the incident prior to the arrest?
How would you be likely to take your first offense and heat it up to a incarceration? You have to strike the officer or something? Or?
Well, not necessarily. If the person is so completely intoxicated and he or she cannot take care of himself and be a danger to others... That not only will be arrest, but that person is going to be staying inside for a while until he or she sleep it off.
No, I mean prison. Prison time.
Prison is when you actually hurt somebody, yeah.
You have to hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah. You kill somebody or whatever.
But the second offense, you're going to do some time, too.
Actually...
Well, not true. You don't do time the first time.
Well,
it will be your invention.
It will be... let's say then the first four are misdemeanors. The first three are misdemeanors. The fourth one becomes a felony automatically.
That's what I'm trying to figure. I have patients. I never know whether to believe my patients, of course. Mm-hmm. But they go, oh, yeah, first DUI, man, I did 30 days in the can, you know.
No.
And it's like, what?
It's part of the sentence.
I would assume they attacked the officer or something. They did something, or they tried to kill somebody while they were loaded.
Well, you know? it's all over the place is the point. And it varies from judge to judge. But normally, your first DUI, if you don't hurt anybody, you have to go through all the fines and all the rehab stuff and the classes and all that stuff and the probation with the license being taken away and everything. But you don't actually go in the joint.
I have patients that do that. I'm wondering
they're just lying.
Or what it is they had to do to get to that point. What else did they do? Because their thing is like,
they had to have some like outstanding warrants or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. I think they tried to attack somebody, and that's what they
did. It's actually, well, besides attacking somebody, let's say then they did not attack the officer, they did not hit the wife one of those common known felonies.
Yes.
Pretty much it has to do with injuries if there is a traffic accident in this particular case. Yes.
Got it.
And believe me, that the judges are pretty stiff right now.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that Mothers Against Drunk Driving nowadays, in a positive way, are actually making the fines a lot stronger, a lot tougher to these people. So hopefully they will get the picture.
I'll tell you what. Let's take some of that money and fill some potholes instead of buying more right-hand drive Chevettes for the goddamn meter maids. How about it? Let me just say this. Guess which city has the worst roads in the United States? Or is at least top 10 of the worst roads.
Well, besides LA, which
one? Yeah, Los Angeles.
Really?
Los Angeles, yeah. And what city has the three most congested freeway intersections in the world?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Ah, what freeway leads the whole goddamn free world in traffic tickets and the parking tickets? It's got to be Los Angeles. How about we take some of that money and funnel it into our horrible roads? Can we do that? What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with it.
And let me say this. Here's what I got. We talked about this a year ago. You've done nothing for me, Luis. Nothing.
Thank you.
The arrow situation in this godforsaken town of ours.
Remember this conversation?
The arrows that turn red while the signal's green. And I just sit there like a retard waiting to get T-boned by one of your drunk drivers. And by the way,
that almost happened to me.
Here's what I would like to do. Here's a lawsuit. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're out here. It's Culver Boulevard. It's the middle of the night. It's 12 at night. It's after show. You can see so far down Culver Boulevard, and it's so straight that you see the curvature of the earth.
Yes.
You actually see the horizon start bending before you see any headlights coming your way.
Right.
Now, the light is green. It's not getting any greener. It's been green for a long time, and you're just sitting there rotting in your car, waiting to get carjacked. Because why? Because
what is this again?
Because the arrow is red. That's why. Now, here's what happens. You get T-boned by a drunk driver. You get made into a quad. You got a moped that you got with the four wheel and the wheelchair, and you got to use your mouth to blow on the thing to get around. Don't you think you can sue the city and win?
I hope you shouldn't
have been sitting there all night when there's no traffic, that they should have timed those things. Where's the timers on the things? What do we want to do in this city? We want to move traffic?
We should.
Well, do we want to, or do we just want to? We just want to harass people that have automobiles, because all it seems to me is we want to f with people that have cars. Is there anybody that wants to get it moving?
Oh,
let's get it going. Oh, everybody. Oh, guess what? Highway Patrol's doing a sweep. We're cracking down on speeders. What speeders? We can't move. Nobody's speeding. Crack down on speeders. Why don't you crack down on a-holes that don't turn right on the red? They hold up the whole goddamn street.
The whole town.
How come there's nobody in this town getting anybody to move? Where's the mock now? Where's the pick it up? Let's go. Why can't we move? Why can't they time the signals? If there's a nickel in it for them, they would put those things on those godforsaken arrows. A nickel. A red nickel for any of those a-holes over there. They would do it, but what do they care? Let everyone rot. Well, let me tell you this. I drive through every single one of those. Everyone. Every time, no questions asked, day and night, every red arrow where the light's green,
pow, I'm gone. I made it through like 1,500 of them, and I'm so far ahead of the game, Drew. I feel like Superman. I ignore
you've
it.
Saved 8 years of your life.
I pray that everyone within the sound of my voice drives through those needless red arrows.
Now, let's make it clear. You don't drive heedlessly into oncoming traffic. You wait till you can see traffic from...
You know what I do, Drew? I pretend I'm at the signal that was before the one that didn't have the thing, and yes. I turn like a human being.
Yeah, it's like a responsible driver.
Yeah, because here it is. 85% of the signals don't have the arrow. 15% do. Why can't I just use the same judgment I used on the other 85 when I turn left? Oh, what's wrong with this town? What can you do? Go yell at your superiors. Isn't there anybody over there you can yell at?
Nope.
I got to talk to one of these guys. Can't they do the time? Why don't they time things? What's wrong with this city? How come we can't pick it up? How come everybody doesn't know you can turn right? And by the way, let me say one thing. I'm fired up, Drew.
I can see that.
Right away.
We got a PSA for everything in this city. Everything. Those public service announcements. Everyone whining all the time. Secondhand smoke. Anyone know anyone who's died of secondhand smoke?
Anybody.
Whose life has been impacted by secondhand smoke? Oh, boy, we all have a loved one that was taken by the hand of secondhand smoke. Or do we? Or have we never heard of it? Or does it not exist? I don't want to hear another thing about secondhand smoke. I want something that says, hey, people, let's get it moving. Let's go now. Shake your ass. Let's focus now. And let me tell you something else. LAPD, Sheriff, Highway Patrol, meter maids, we ain't just handing out tickets to people that break the speed limit anymore, run through, or God forbid, coast through a four-way stop sign. Well, no. If we catch you napping, when that light turns, pow, you're getting a nuisance.
That's defiling the speed limit.
Yeah.
Defiling.
You're going 45 and a 65. You're getting a ticket.
You didn't turn right. Traffic.
You didn't turn right when you could have turned right. Yes, the signal's red, but it's legal in California.
You cost Adam
right.
20 minutes of his
you
life.
You cost me 20 seconds of my press. I'm very literally a millionaire. Literally. Very important, man. You're getting a ticket. You're getting a ticket. Everybody who ain't shaking their ass is getting a ticket. We catch you daydreaming, napping on a green light. You're getting a ticket. How about that? Where's the PSA? Where's the PSA that says we could get this godforsaken city moving 30% faster? People would wake up and start shaking their ass just a little bit. Nobody. You know what we hear? Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Hey, what's the rush?
Speed
slow
kills.
Down. Everyone, slow down. Speed kill. Slow down. First off, if we slow down anymore, we'll be moving backward. I'll be back in high school with a bad haircut if we slow down anymore. How about something that says let's go? Let's pick it up. Let's speed it up. Where's that? Tell me where that PSA is.
I think that would be a great PSA there, Louis.
I would like to do that. Pedro, I could cut. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Yeah?
A little metronome going in the background?
Yeah, let's go. Let's pick it up.
Uh-oh.
Hey, and don't get me going on those million-dollar freeway signs say nothing.
Who runs those
freeway signs that say nothing? Ever. Even though the whole 101's closed on southbound. Well, you're not going southbound on the 101. You'll be detoured. Nope, not on the sign.
Oh, but the DeVore Pass.
DeVore Pass, look out. 70 miles down the road, a place you'll never be. There's a ramp that may be partially closed. What is that? Who runs those things? Who's in charge of those things? What's going on in this city? What's wrong with everybody? There's nobody in charge of anything? Who does the signs? Find me the sign guy. I want to talk to that a-hole. He does nothing. We have million-dollar signs there. No, they don't work. What are we interested in this city?
You know, he's been waiting 12 months to say this. Oh. He didn't know.
I can see that. That's why I'm keeping quiet.
He's yelling at me about this stuff for 20
I'm just listening.
Months.
All right. Let's not booze and drive.
Okay. Let's start with that.
All right.
Let's talk to Kim.
I'm a mess now, Drew. Yeah, all right. Fired.
Where's my bourbon?
Kim?
That's the problem tonight.
It's coming.
Yeah?
Kim, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, I have a question about, like, my relationships that I have now about, because I had, like, a lot of bad stuff happen to me when I was younger. Like, my parents, they always fought, and it got violent because my dad was drinking and he had problems with drugs. Mm-hmm. And so I got put into foster homes.
Oh, my.
And then my mom took me back, and now my relationships with guys have gotten kind of messed up.
Well, Markim, I got to tell you something. I find it almost astonishing that we're finally at the point. She's one of the first callers that really calls in with clarity and says, yeah. I had a messed up childhood, and because of that, my relationships are messed up, too.
That's right.
So God bless you. You understand yeah. that connection. We rarely get that clear sort of understanding of that.
Well, have you been through some therapy or something?
Yeah, like a couple of years ago.
All right. So, well, it kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, so, you also sound pretty sane, given what you've been through, and it's tough to it's tough to form attachments. It's tough to trust when you've been through this sort of thing. And it's also yeah. trust. It's also difficult to sort of undo the wiring that's in your brain, the wiring that makes chaos and abusive guys seem attractive to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the hardest part about this, is that the motivational systems in the brain get set. They get focused on the wrong guy. And so the best thing we can do, tell you to do, other than, first of all, learning to trust people and just trying that on for size a little bit, and secondly, keeping your treatment going. Finally, don't go out with guys that are super interesting to you. The guys
yeah.
you really have to
yeah.
be with, that's not the guy for you.
Yeah.
That's the guy that's going to
okay.
abuse you.
Yeah, it's horrible advice. It's like saying, go on a vacation, a place you don't want to be.
No, I've heard.
No one's going. No one's making those plans.
Depends why the therapist will say things like,
well, they're right, but
yeah,
no one's going to do it.
You can have an exciting life, a misery. Or you can have something a little less exciting and find some happiness and something more nourishing there.
That's an interesting way yeah. to put it. All right. All right, Kim.
Hey, thank you.
You know, well, okay. good times. Yeah, and listen, you're going to turn 16 soon. Are you boozing? Are you drinking
no.
yet? No?
No.
Good.
Yet.
No,
good.
Don't do that. And you have we don't have people, you know, we want to have a sober graduation, but most of our folks who listen to the show don't graduate. They take the GED. So a lot of you are going to be home popping a six-pack, maybe in your parents' basement, celebrating that GED. Do not get on the road. Thankfully, most of you don't have automobiles, but if you take that moped out, you really try to stay
careful.
On the sidewalk. Be careful.
Careful on the bike.
Be careful on that 10-speed you ripped off earlier in the week. Yes. Sober GED. Very sad. We all know people. Drew, do you know anybody who's died in a traffic fatality?
Presently?
Yeah. No. Nobody? No. High school?
I'm sure. Nothing comes to mind. Yes,
Drew,
you went
to school with five kids.
Yeah, but I was with somebody in high school, got a horrible drunk drive-by.
Really?
You know, pit and run.
Yeah? Yeah. Are they okay?
Yeah.
Huh? Never quite right again, right? Mm-hmm. See, it keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a girl? Huh? Huh? Yeah? Bad? Okay. You married her? What happened, Drew? All right, buddy. Drew's
next
making
car!
It up. Drew, nothing happened to anybody. Drew went to high school with David.
Oh, actually, I think of another one, too.
Another one?
Yeah.
What happened?
A friend of Susan's wife got killed in a drunk driving accident.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very tragic. David? Well, hold on a second. David. All right, hold on. It's good. It's always a good sign. It's time to take a break when the callers quit talking, yes?
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, they're gone.
Luis Hernandez is here tonight, otherwise known as the man. Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
He'll take you down to Chinatown. He pulls you over. By the way, they're not driving a unit. They're driving the van. It's one of those extendo vans. They're driving an LAPD van.
That's how you come in, Luis.
Yeah, that's bad times, Louis. You need the Starsky and Hutch mobile. That's your. That's the kind of wheels you should have.
That would be interesting, I tell you that much.
Yeah. You drove
when they give you the Extendo Econoline van, that's a bad thing. What you want, you want the Ferrari that they took from the drug kingpin. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, the one on Miami Vice.
Yeah, that one.
That was
yeah.
a beautiful
one. Yeah, that's a Daytona, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a nice ride for you.
Yeah. 87?
Yeah. Ironically, beautiful. You got an 87 van.
Actually, yeah, we can change the numbers around, too. Maybe we'll make it to 2003.
We can do about
it's a
that
cool van.
It's a nice ride.
Tell you one thing, when it comes to safety, those things are pretty decent.
Oh, yeah.
In comparison to the smaller cars.
Sure, yeah. They run right on you.
Gas efficient.
Kill plenty of high schoolers in that baby. It's heavy. I agree. Yeah, we're going to destroy the ozone, but you're in one piece.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Luis Hernandez. Officer Luis Hernandez is here tonight talking about, along with Pedro Muñiz.
Muñiz.
All right, I'm going to write that down. All right, Muñiz. Now, Pedro's just a mouthpiece for the man. He just works for the LAPD. And we've been busting everyone's chops trying to figure out what's going on in Scott's Forsaken
City. We are
getting
to the bottom of this.
Oh,
definitely.
Slowly.
Yeah, let me tell you. Sober graduation, that's what it is. Where everyone's, a lot of people listen to the show be graduating in the next 4 weeks, 3 weeks, somewhere in here. And please, people, can we keep the dads and grads thing down to a minimum this year?
No.
It just drives me insane. When somebody invented that dads and grads thing, I want to sock them in the stomach. I got to hear that every goddamn year this time. But when you graduate, you tend to go out and party, you get drunk, and then you get into trouble. And, yeah, you're probably not going to kill anybody or kill yourself. But if you do, it's over one way or the other, even if you're alive. And then secondly, you get popped, and you will get popped. You're ruined. I mean, you're getting license suspended. The fines, by the way, are just, I mean,
unbelievable.
When the dust settles, it's somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
Wow.
Easy. I mean, by the time you're done with an attorney, and if your time's worth, you know, a nickel an hour, a couple trips back and forth to court, you're paying for rehab and stuff, whether you have a problem or not. By the way, you're going to alcohol aversion classes, and you're paying for these things. Sitting around with a bunch of guys who roll into your hospital, Drew, you know, like five-time losers. You're just sitting there. Yeah, it's a mess. All right, I'm saying don't do it. You stay home. You drink mom's peppermint schnapps. You get loaded. You watch a little TiVo. Celebrate with some of that Cinemax porn. Yes?
You still bother with that?
Made the mistake of TiVoing a porn the other night. The lady wanted to know, what's Rackham?
Good one.
Smoothie. What are you doing TiVoing it? And, I got a research paper coming up. I'm beating off. I mean, look, let's be honest.
You told her that?
I said, I'm tired of paying for porn.
What did she say?
All right.
You know when you have those conversations, you have to says kind of lie to your wife, but not really, where you just kind of go, I don't know about that. You know, you just answers like that.
Rack 'em. Oh, my God.
Chick's getting it on a pool table.
Oh, my God.
Are you beating off to this? I don't know about that. You know, that stupid, like, mid-ground answer. I don't really, I'm not going to lie, but I guess I'm kind of lying. I don't know about that. And then you pretend to get busy with something. Putting your head in the refrigerator is nice. You know what I mean? You duck in, you get a little solitude. Huh? Beating what? I don't know about that. I'm about to put my head in the oven. Turn the gas on. How do you blow the pilot out?
All right. It just sounds like a Jackie Gleason film about Fats Domino or something.
I'll tell you why I couldn't have chanced to lie. Because I was coming down from a nap, and she could have been
watching.
She could have been watching. Which now,
she goes, really?
Now you care. You're in deeper. You know what I mean? Better to be casual.
Yeah, yeah. You fell asleep watching it?
No, I went upstairs and took a nap. She found it on the TiVo.
Oh.
And so I didn't know if she actually saw it or just saw the title.
You're not allowed to watch that.
Here's the thing. I can watch it. I just can't care about it. You know what I mean? So that's why I have to be casual.
You know care about it how? Like you give it a rating? Or
no, I just like I gotta like, be pretend be like deal. Stuff like huh? What? Oh. Yeah, oh, that. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I thought your wife caught you watching it and she got upset or
no,
something.
No.
No, okay.
No, it's just a certain implication.
Yes, but he talked his way out of it, yes.
Well, no, but that's the point.
Oh, I can tell he's the expert on way out of things.
You don't over, you see, if you talk too much, as you know, officer, you pull some guy over.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He starts auctioning off livestock. He's out of the car, buddy. Now it's with a baton right upside the head. You want a guy to be casual, right? He's like, huh? What'd I do wrong? He doesn't seem too flustered by the thing. You see the guy talking a mile a minute. You know he's got some felony warrants, right? It's time to bust him down now. Yeah? Down to Chinatown. Yes, Drew? All right. That's where Drew used to buy condoms in high school, by the way. Go down to Chinatown. Yeah. They didn't sell them. They didn't sell them everywhere. And he was a passionate man. Heather?
Yes. Hello?
Heather, you're 22.
Yes.
What's up?
I can't have an orgasm off vaginal sex. Mm-hmm. Just straight vaginal sex. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me very bad.
Why does it bother you?
Why does it bother me?
Yeah, most women can't.
And there's nothing you can do for that? I mean...
Not that's been discovered so far. Why does it bother you so much?
Well, because I just feel like I'm missing out on something. I mean, sometimes I get bored during sex, and I know there's some things you can do, but...
That's a different issue. Mm. How long does this go on before you get bored?
Oh, I don't know. It just depends on the situation.
Give me an example.
It depends on how into it I am.
Are you bored in 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes?
If I didn't want to have sex in the first place, sure. Yeah.
Well, which of those?
All right. Look, what's your problem? Where's your dad? Why are you angry at men?
Oh, I have a great relationship with my dad now.
Yeah, happened?
About
what happened when it counted? High five, Peter. Yeah.
Doesn't dramatic happen to my childhood.
Drew and I rarely high five. Actually, the only time we high five is when I fake high five with Drew. Drew got laid a lot in high school. Right here, buddy. Yeah. Up high. Down to Chinatown to buy condoms. Oh! All right.
We actually did a high five this time.
We actually did a high five, yeah. So, no wholesale abuse, but what happened? Was he not present? Boozing too much? What happened?
No, I don't have a drinking problem.
No, your dad.
No, your dad.
With the dad.
No, neither does my dad.
No, when you were...
Why do you get along now? Why didn't you get along in the past?
Because I did suffer from depression for a very long time, and I'm over it. I'm better now.
What did that have to do with your dad?
No, because I just... They had to do with him because I could probably count when I was younger, when I was growing up, till I was like 17 and I moved out. I could count on one hand how many times he ever told me he loved me. Mm. And he raised us with an iron fist, which
Hold
was...
On, Drew. Oh, Drew gave me the iron fist high five.
Yeah, do you understand? This is what Adam's asking, why you're so angry with men, and this is why. You had this...
But I'm not.
No, you just...
But I'm not. I'm seriously
raised by a Rommel.
Yeah.
How could you
not be?
Because he did what he thought best whenever I was growing up, and actually he did a very good job of raising me.
For the part where you're angry at men.
Yeah.
No, I mean, looking at my life now, I'm very glad he did the things that he did.
Did he hit you?
You know, look, let me
no,
tell you something
he never
about
hit.
That. Good. I don't even. I don't like my dad at all. He never did anything bad. He's just kind of a puss, you know. I don't know why everyone defends their parents when they weren't great, you know? I mean, here's the thing. You don't have to hang the guy out to dry completely, but you said you could count on one hand the number of times he ever said he loved you. He raised you with an iron fist.
You described very disparaging negative things about him, and then you flipped into, hey, it's great, it's wonderful. The fact is, the reason people do that is they blame themselves for getting out of their parents what they're served. In other words... What your brain does is go, well, I'm Heather, I'm a bad person, I need the iron fist. Without that, I'd run amok.
So what he did
was a good thing, as opposed to saying, hey, this guy was out of control, he made me feel like crap about myself, makes me feel ambivalent and crappy about men. Hey, he was doing the best thing he could, that's fine, but hey, it's left me with some feelings.
Yeah, I know.
We've talked about those feelings.
Heather.
Yes.
All right, so now you get along with the guy fine.
Yeah, because we've talked about those feelings, and me and my dad can finally sit down and talk about those issues and talk about those feelings. So now we have a very, very good relationship.
But Heather, that's great for the relationship, but it doesn't make that imprint go away on your brain.
I realize that's there. Yeah. I know that's there.
That's what we're saying.
Well, that's all we're saying. That's probably the whole orgasm part is really something you can't address. I mean, there's really nothing you can do. You just try to get your head right with the fellas, and whether it happens or it doesn't, you got a good relationship out of the deal.
Well, I've been in a steady relationship for almost 4 years now.
And we're thinking you may be done with it.
Yeah.
That'd be my
bet. Could be it.
That's what the frustration, the resentment's all about.
Do what?
And be careful.
He's 22.
You need a guy. I suspect, Heather, you need a guy that's a little tougher.
Oh, Drew. Yeah. High five with the rough trade.
No, I don't mean, tougher. She's
going to
be risking an abusive guy. She may be
all right. The guy, first off, she can't have a guy that's too terribly available.
No.
That's too easy. She can't have one of these penny for your thoughts kind of guys. She's got to have the brooding type, you know? Guy's like, I can't talk right now.
Angry, yeah.
Yeah, man. I can't hear that song. Why? It reminds me of something bad. Mm-hmm. You know that guy? Mm-hmm. He's a loner. Never know what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? He's tough. Once in a while, you seem to just freak out on a trash can, like beating the crap out of a can. That guy.
Baseball bat.
Takes a baseball cat to baseball bat to a neighbor's trash can. Yeah, that guy. All right, Heather, we think you're done with this relationship. 4 years.
I hope not.
All right. By the way, you're together at... I can tell when a broad's angry anyway, by the way. I could feel it. You feel it oozing out of her in the first 30 seconds?
I actually didn't, but I know you react exquisitely quickly.
I always know when chicks are angry.
It's a gift.
Yeah, and I know.
It's definitely a gift.
It's a gift, yeah. I'm like a divining rod for evil coos.
Usually it takes me a little more, something more hostile before I pick it up.
Yeah, Drew doesn't know it. I have to explain to him when people are mistreating him.
It's true.
Except for when I do it. Then I tell him he deserves it. Oh, unexpected high five out of Drew for the abuse. Pete?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 27?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up?
Well, I called to comment on your DUI stories that you guys got going. I'm actually living one right now. It's kind of a nightmare.
All right, now we got Pedro and Luis in here tonight from the LAPD, by the way, like we do every year. And this is L.A., but the story goes, the same story everywhere around the country, which is, you know, you drink, you drive, and then tragedy occurs.
Yeah, it's a nationwide problem.
That's right. What happened, Pete?
Okay, basically what's going on was there's a gentleman doing probably the guesstimate about 100 miles per hour down the road. He collided with another car, put that individual into the center divide, and that person bounced off the center divide in front of me. They don't know if that individual died on the impact or when I impacted with them. The bad part is that the first gentleman, he took off, did a hit and run. I pulled over right away, was pretty in bad shape.
The first gentleman, you mean the drunk driver?
The 100 mile an hour guy.
Well, they suspect he was under the influence. They don't know because they didn't catch him until 3 months later. They didn't even know he existed. They, pinned everything on me. The only good thing I had going for me was at the time I had one drink, I was a blood level 0.05, which is legal, but in their eyes, there was a fatality. It was not good. I went straight into jail.
Oh, my God. So you were just coming home on a weekend.
That's yes, a glass correct. Of wine, basically.
So like, you're hanging out, you had a beer, you're driving home, this guy bonks into somebody, they hit you, you blow a 0.05, there's still some alcohol in your blood, there's a fatality. And now you're going to the joint?
Yeah, well, at first I was already in, and I was looking at, they were telling me vehicular manslaughter, 15 to life, you know, so basically I got a lawyer, one of the best around, in my area at least, and got me out, got me into residential treatment. I did 2 months residential treatment. I did 6 months in a secondary program. I've been living since then.
What kind of residential? You mean for alcohol?
Yes, correct. Rehab.
How do they, by the way, do they have to establish some pattern of alcoholism or just the fact that you drove with a beer in you makes you an alcoholic?
Well, no. Well, the bad part is 6 years before I had a prior.
Ah.
Yeah.
But that was 6 years ago, though.
Yeah, so they were...
Whatever happened to this guy, then they caught up 3 months later.
They caught him 3 months later. Eyewitnesses luckily came forward. The cops really had no clue. And then they got the guy. His car was actually at a body shop. Getting ready to be fixed. So he had to file a police report through his insurance, and that's when everything caught up with him.
Guy's cheap.
I call it
Pennywise and Pound Foolish, where I'm from.
Yeah, well, it saved me a lot. I was looking at 15 life, and now the deal that they're trying to give me, they still want me to do 2 years in prison.
Why?
I don't know. Good question.
What state is it?
California.
California?
Yes.
I think it's just vehicular manslaughter.
Well,
somebody died, and he had some alcohol in his system.
Correct.
And the prior.
Not so much the prior, the moment and the person that died. That's the issue right there.
Now, the prior...
What about the guy that hit you? Were they able to establish him?
Well, no, he hit the individual that died. He put that person into the center dividing wall.
Right.
And they hit that head on, and they went from 70 miles per hour to zero. And they don't know if that person died on the impact or when
he died on that impact.
Well, they don't know.
Can't they use the magnetic car and the board and the thing to figure that one out? I mean, can't they see where the lacerations on the person's head is and stuff by what they hit and what direction the inertia was?
They have looked into it. They have many medical experts. They can only say because my impact was so severe. It was a little car, and I was driving a big suburban type vehicle.
Oh, okay. Well, look, first off, good luck. Secondly, you're going to need an attorney.
He's got one.
Yeah, good
He's
one. Good and then I'm sorry for this, but there you go. First off.
I have to tell you, though, I've never seen two DUIs in a non-alcoholic. Oh,
never, really?
Never seen that.
No.
And Drew, you always say that, but it's easily done.
It's easily done, but strangely enough, when you really examine those people, they may not be
well.
Well,
when you really examine them.
I mean, friend, you'll see his dad.
Yeah, you, you talk to the Pope, you think he's got a problem. Please.
I'm kind of curious as to the record of this guy then did the then hit and run and tried to cover up.
Oh, if he had priors?
Yeah, if what kind of record he had, that would be something
Pete?
To actually look.
Did you find out about this guy's prior record?
As far as his prior record, he only had, like, some juvie experience, nothing drinking and driving-wise.
Well, see, not an alcoholic then, Drew. All right, we got to take a break. I'd like a campaign that said, "Look, don't drink and drive, but look, if you have to, don't drive like an a-hole,
ever."
You know what I mean? I drive a couple miles, a couple of belts in me every once in a while. You know what? I drive like I'm going to get pulled over.
Yeah, but this guy was just cruising along. And somebody
that's no, I'm talking to the guy who went 100.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Listen, everybody, you drink a beer, maybe you're at the level, maybe you're not. Why don't you just drive like you got a cop behind you? Because you get pulled over, your life's over. All right?
Yep.
All right. Trying to be realistic here, Drew. Safe and sober graduation, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pedro Muniz is here tonight. He is basically a mouthpiece for LAPD. Luis Hernandez is here. He's the man.
He's a puppet for the man?
Pedro's a puppet for the man. The man. Is sitting next to him. It's Luis. You got a tin? You got a shield you could flash?
Not on me, no.
No?
But I have my identification.
No idea. But well, if you get pulled over, though, I mean, you got to flash something, right? You get out of that ticket.
No, we don't do that. But since you mentioned it, we have to identify ourselves
you
to
do.
A police officer
sure.
or the officer yeah. that is stopping us so then they know that they're talking to a police officer.
Highway Patrol just give you a ticket because they don't like you guys. Like
not
the Army and the Marines.
They're pretty decent people. Now, come on.
Sure.
You know, great. We are having a citywide sober graduation program.
How's that work?
The way this one works is we take a car that has been involved in a traffic collision, generally where alcohol or drugs or combination of both actually have been the cause for this accident.
Mm-hmm.
Some cases there's been a fatality, some cases not. So we take that car to a particular high school in our areas for the nutrition time and for the lunch time, and we distribute pamphlets by Mothers Against Drunk Driving that tells no one under 21 should drink alcohol. And of course, we try to pass the message of, yes, this can happen to you. That could have been you.
Right.
Some of the cars is just a basic traffic collision, which the cars are pretty mangled up.
Let me tell you one of the problems in this city, particularly. I worked next to Hollywood High.
Hollywood High.
I took a good look at the student bodies. They were waiting to get on the bus and didn't recognize any of the people there. I didn't know what country I was in. I realized most of the folks it's not a bad thing.
Oh, really?
It's a wonderful melting pot we're in here.
It's a positive note. Yeah.
It's a great thing, but there's two big problems. One is most of these people come from countries where they don't drive. That's number one, so it makes them horrible drivers. And then number two, drinking age 13, most average age of the country, the people that know more high schools out here. I mean, they're first off, they're done with school at 12, and they're picking up the bottle at 13. And that's everywhere that everyone is from except for here. So it's hard to tell them not to booze before 21, yes?
They've been doing it most of their life in Europe.
Right.
I've seen during dinner or lunchtime, there is the bottle of wine.
That's right.
And then there is a little glass for the kid and for mama and for papa. So everybody's have their own glass.
It's
and
hard.
It's a custom, and it's permitted, and it's allowed within that country. But when they come to this country, and all of a sudden we have a problem because, what are you talking about? I've been drinking like you won't believe. As a matter of fact, when we were talking about tolerance, 0.42.
Where's that? I'm going.
No, wait a
what
minute.
Country?
Hold it. It actually was a gentleman that I stopped here. He was about 40 years old.
40?
German.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And this man is drinking every time.
Sure.
I happen to be, by luck for me and real bad luck for him, the one that happened to stop him. And the only reason why I stopped him is because he went through a stop sign. Hold on a second.
More than once? You stopped the same guy more than once?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, just once. Okay.
Just the one time. But
yeah.
So I stopped him, and he went through a stop sign. He said he never saw it. And when he started talking to me, man, it was like having a brewery right in front of me.
Yeah.
I said, man, you've been drinking. Why don't you come outside? You know what? He actually passed all the tests.
Wow. The field sobriety.
It's field sobriety test. He passed them all. But,
sure, that's what I'm talking about. Heavyweight designation.
That was a very heavy weight.
Boxing gloves, pow.
This guy was about 6 foot, must have been at least 300 pounds solid muscle.
Sure.
There was no fat on this guy. And I said, you've been drinking, I can tell. And he says, oh, yeah, I had this, and that. And my partner is taking notes like crazy.
Right.
That was the only way we got him into court, and he lost. Mm-hmm. He had a terrific attorney. Apparently, he's been around the system more than one time. But this guy could actually, the statement, you can hold your liquor, this guy was definitely the example. I was the first one that broke and busted up his record, so to speak.
And what did he's never been arrested.
0.42. That man should have been dead.
That's why we got to raise the limit, because it's too low, Drew. We got crowds driving around at five times the limit. We got to bring it up just a little bit.
At least just keep up the international standards.
And give them the international and the heavyweight. And that's got the beer stein and the two boxing gloves hitting in the middle. You see that? It's like having diplomatic plates on your car. All right.
Can't touch them.
We got to work this out. We got to take a break. You guys got to stay one more break. That's what we'll do.
Okay.
We'll make fun of the kids. We'll talk about that. I got thoughts about driving drunk, by the way.
No doubt.
All right.
I bet.
We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tomorrow night, Nelly Furtado is going to be in here. Very hot, sassy little Canadian lassie. Yeah?
Oh!
I think she's Canadian.
She's
anyway.
Mixed.
I like her.
Portuguese.
She's good.
Portuguese, yeah.
They got a nice mix. Nice mix. But she's from Canada, but she's got a crazy mix, but it works on her, boy. Cute. Cute as a dick is little.
All right, relax.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, she's a mother now, isn't she?
Oh,
go back to your rack.
Come on now. Come on now.
A rack?
Pedro.
Is that a circus big top porn? Is that what?
A rack. Come on, buddy. Luis Hernandez is here tonight. They're LAPD guys. But, they're not uptight,
They're cool.
They're cool. they may be working for the man, but they're not the man.
You want to be pulled over by Louis.
Yeah, you want Louis to pull you over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't play by the book.
He's the guy.
He's got his own set of rules. You know what I'm saying?
They're his rules.
Yeah. His motto is no time for backup.
Let's handle it now. Yeah.
No, he's going home now. You're not going to wait for another car show. Yeah, let's handle it now. Let's settle it now. There's just no time for backup.
Forget SWAT. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Let Starsky and Hutch used to do it.
That's right. Once in a while, he's got a huge, overweight, black commanding officer that starts screaming at him when he walks by. Hernandez, where's that paperwork at? Hey, man, I got my work done on the street. I got the mayor, the DA, and the city council crawling up my ass, Hernandez. But I get results.
Where's the spenders?
Spenders.
Carrying the coffee mug.
Screaming at him all the time. Yeah, through the blinds. Yeah. Opens the blinds. Hernandez, where are you going? You are on my list, buddy.
I'm watching you.
You destroyed 14 cruisers in as many days.
So?
I get results, Cappy. Yeah, that's Hernandez.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, he gets a job done. That's the point. He's no pencil pusher.
No.
He's got his ear to the street.
I hear report writing.
And let me tell you, he doesn't, once in a while you pull over a junkie, you shake him down, you don't bring him in. You know you got information coming from this cat. You leave him out on the street. Because these guys, they know you got cred. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you make the rounds, get the information.
Adam's ready to join the force.
Yeah, I know how it works.
You can become a reserve officer.
I could easily do that. Yeah.
Yep.
Walking the beat, going in the bars, talking to the pimps, getting the information.
Do some vice work.
Greasing their palms a little bit. Here's 20 bucks. What do you know? Memory's not so good.
Now.
I pulled out 40. Oh, it's 40 now.
Oh, yeah.
People aren't that cheap.
Get my information.
Oh, it's 220 from the ATM, remember?
Big black captain screaming at me. Yeah.
Corolla!
Yeah, that's right.
Let him lift your shield for that one, Corolla!
Yeah, play by my own rules. Yeah.
Then they team you up with Kowalski.
Yeah. He wears a bow tie. Yeah. He's always looking. He's also looking through the manual.
And we have those, too.
Yeah. And he's I'm eating a corn dog. He's like, you know what? He's screaming at me. But he's a Poindexter type, top of his class from the academy.
Do you have like fat cholesterol in those?
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. And I'm peeling out the whole time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him laid. That's the whole thing. I think you should blow off a little steam at the lady. That's right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin's got a quick suggestion for how you can improve the LA traffic. Come on.
Oh, really?
Let's hear it.
Are we going to go through that?
All right. Let me just say one thing about this sober graduation. Here's the message I'd like sent out. And I don't know if everyone been bold enough to send this message out, but here's the God's honest truth, everyone. And as you know, I'm a genius.
According to Adam,
you should not be driving drunk. You should not be graduating, celebrating, getting loaded, and really throwing away your future. You kill yourself, you kill somebody else, or more likely, you just get this, you know, you owe $8,000, you get your license suspended, you get this thing on your you know, this is on your record now, your insurance. Through the roof. I mean, it ruined. But here's the tip I'd like to give you. Let's face it. Everyone's going to get in a situation where they tilt a few and get behind the wheel. I got to be honest with you. This is just—it's going
to
happen.
You have to do it at 17.
Don't drive like an a-hole.
17.
No, don't do it at 17. Do it at 16 and get it out of the way. I agree with Drew. Drew's a genius. Always one step ahead of the game. No, here's what I want to say, and it's not a popular position, but here's the deal. If you are in a situation where you've had a couple of beers and for one reason or another it's unavoidable, you're behind the wheel of an automobile. Drive like you know you're drunk, not like you're drunk. You know what I'm saying? Put your hands 10 and 2.
Unavoidable.
And mellow out.
Yeah.
Drive like there's a cop behind you. Because in this city, there probably is. Drive safe. Drive slow. Mellow out. Don't make cell phones. Don't do donuts in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven. Don't get in and don't race with your buddies. Drive like you're drunk. You get the time to drive like an a-hole is when you're sober. That's what I do. I drive like an a-hole. If I'm sober, oh, good 50% of the time on the road trip.
So basically, if any of you all out there see Adam at a red light and the red arrow is red and he's sitting there, pull him over.
Right.
He is loaded.
Right. Yes,
why?
Drew, you're exactly right, because I've not ignored the arrow and driven through it like I do all other times when driving. No, but I know this sounds bizarre, but what I'm saying is people get drunk and they get behind the wheel and they think they're Superman. And they start racing and speeding and getting out of control.
Most people do that sober.
No, but people do that are alcoholics, and that's their denial kicking in. They cannot process what they're doing.
Right.
They don't have that kind of thought and judgment that would allow them to say, I got to watch it. They get a little grandiose.
And that's an alcoholic. Yes. Because this is the same guy that makes the horribly inappropriate speech at the wedding. Yes. This is the same guy who gets in the, you know, fist fight at the funeral over a couple of belts. You know what I mean? These are the people who are drunk and don't know they're drunk and get out of control. And is that an alcoholic, Drew?
Yeah, if there are consequences, yeah. The alcoholic is affected slightly different than non-alcoholic.
I mean, I you could break everyone who drinks and everyone I know who drinks into like two sets. One is the person who's drunk and knows they're drunk.
Like I have doctors all the time who say, wow, you know, they finally caught me, but I never hurt anybody. I never had a problem functioning at work. All my surgeries were great. It's like, yeah, that's your perception of it.
You operate somebody's femur
with a blood alcohol level of 4.3 is like,
really?
Yes, happens all the time.
Wow. 4 or 3.
Dr. Pompey.
No, I've got patients all
I have known pilots that are actually flying commercial airlines, and they're way loaded. They shouldn't even be going
to be. But that's the point. That's alcoholism. It's we recoil in horror, but their thing is like, what's the big deal? I never any problem.
All right.
No big deal.
Let's get to the bottom of what we're going to do to speed up the city. All I'm saying is God forbid you have a beer and get behind the wheel. Take it easy. Don't drag race. Mm-hmm. Don't do the stupid stuff you do when you're drunk.
That is if you absolutely have to. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, that's a dying emergency.
You're transporting
but other than that,
your
grandmother
after
heart attack. The one thing that we try to tell the parents is, if it comes to that, you know, give the kids $50 for a taxi. Try to teach them. Try to, like, for instance, there's a situation with a couple. The girl goes with the guy to the prom or to whatever party besides sober graduation. And guess what? He gets loaded, whether it's booze, combination with alcohol, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she knows that, and she's about to get into that car with this guy.
Don't get in, you say.
Do not. I mean, love him to death. Try to get the keys away from him if you can. But if he comes really stubborn and really maybe violent because he's drunk or loaded, you know, don't get in a car with that guy. I mean, one thing is to love him. Another thing is to sign your death certificate right there and then before you get into that car. So don't do that.
Kevin?
Hey, now.
What's happening?
What's going on? So you guys want to know how to fix the traffic in L.A., right?
Hold on. Let me get into my best underwhelmed posture. Go ahead.
It's nothing, you know, extravagant, and it's already being done in certain places. Certain parts of the 405, 101, any freeway you want to pick, certain times of the day, the northbound side will be flowing. Southbound side will be jammed up.
I know this idea. I know the idea. Slide the divider over.
Exactly. It's not a big deal. It's not going to cost
that
much money to make it work.
No.
Compared to putting a
traffic.
Compared to making a multi-level highway, it's not a big deal.
One hundredth of the cost, not even.
San Francisco has that.
It's not a bad idea.
They actually do that.
And they collapsed. Well, they moved the barrier over?
Well, I don't know what they did, but they have one way. No, it didn't collapse.
That was
during the earthquake. That thing collapsed.
Keep going.
But they actually have both ways in and both ways out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do they do that or how do they work it? I don't know how they do that, but I've been on both of them where it's just continuous.
Well,
and it works. But, again, the problem is when you get to the other side and land, this is under bridge.
Well, here's my point. I think this is what we're talking about here, which is this is like a factory. We can't expand it. We can't get any more square feet in it. But here's what we need. We need more productivity. We want to speed up the conveyor belt a little bit. So if we work a little smarter and we lay it out a little better, we can get 30% more productivity out of the same size factory. And that's what I'm saying. I think this is what Drew's saying, which is we don't need to build any more freeways. We don't need any more rails. We need all that eventually. But for now, we don't need that. We could make this city 25, 30% more efficient just by doing a handful of things, such as getting a-holes to realize they could turn right. Turn right, you idiots. Here's the problem. The problem is Los Angeles and I guess California is one of the few states where you can turn right when the signal's red. If it's clear, makes sense. No other cars are coming. Might as well just turn right. Signal's red, right? Everyone in this godforsaken city's from somewhere else. So they've been driving in New Jersey for 35 years and they don't know this law. And nobody tells them about it. There's no interest at all by anybody in this whole city to get people moving. All they want is money. That's all they want. That's all it is. It's a big shakedown. Nothing worse than Burbank, by the way. That city of Burbank.
Here we go. Burbank.
I was just talking to a handful of people all sitting around. I sit around with eight people the other day. They all got jaywalking tickets in Burbank. All of them. Pussies over there. Pure 100% pussies. Rape bank, we like to call that dump. Stop raping your public, you pussies. Stop it and start busting perps like I would do over there. I wouldn't listen to my big black captain. He's yelling, he's waving a coffee around. I'm down the hall. I got perps to take care of. I'm just saying, leave everyone alone. Stop shaking everyone down. Let's get the city moving. Hold on, Drew. No clapping yet. When they pull the guys over on the side of the freeway for going 4 miles an hour faster than the posted speed limit, everyone slows down, too. Oh, what's that? CHP. When does CHP get off the freeway with these guys? People should
they
be off
doing
of the
that
freeway.
Now.
Well, but the people who get pulled over don't know they should get off the freeway. They just pull over. And let me say this, too, everybody. Every time you get in you trade a little paint, there's a little fender bender. That's not a crime scene. Get your ass off the road. Pull over. Get out of there. Some people getting out of their car. I see every 3 days. Everyone's out of their car. Two old broads, they trade a little paint. There's a nickel's worth of damage to the license plate frame. They've stopped. They've taken up a whole lane, and they're out of the car having a conversation about it. Meanwhile, this entire bottleneck on Franklin, it's like, hey, pull into the parking lot. Get off the street. And here's what I'm saying. Where's the cops? Here's what I want the cops to do. You get, you have a mechanical malfunction. You had four bald tires. You blow one of them out. You're fined. You're out of here. Huge fines. Not turning right. Where's the public service announcements? Where's the voice? How come no one says anything?
But you know what you're forgetting?
What?
When the little ladies get into their nickel accident.
Yes.
Everybody stops to look.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, you realize no one was stopping there. No one was
fine.
My lane stop. Everybody could have gone. It's like a group consensus.
People rubberneck, but when you're actually
but that's
blocking,
the problem.
When you're actually blocking a lane off, you have no choice but to stop and look and whatever. I'm saying you trade a little paint in an intersection, fine. Don't just get out of your car and block the whole intersection off. Go pull off. Get out of there. The car's fine. That's what I'm saying is, let's get people moving in this city. Let's start yelling at people. Let's start humiliating people. Let's start giving tickets for driving too slow and not turning right on the reds and all that stuff. Let's start talking about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. And hold on. I got other things to say about this, too.
Okay.
They lead you to believe that driving fast doesn't get you anywhere any faster than driving slow. BS! Gets you there 1,000 times faster. You drive fast. You idiots. Who are you guys kidding?
You drive slow, you drive safe, you get there the same time.
Big kiss my ass, you math-tards. What'd you do? Listen, Copernicus, what the hell you know? Why don't I take a donkey to New York instead of a jet next time? I get there the same time, right? Same thing.
Same logic.
Oh, one goes 600 miles an hour, the other goes 4 miles an hour. Same logic, same speed, doesn't matter. Speed, not a factor? Are you kidding me? I drive my ass off, I get to LAX in 22 minutes. I listen to you, a-holes. I get there in 50 minutes. Of course it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference.
Time's
a huge difference. And let me tell you this. Cars are 1,000 times safer than they were before. Let's put the speed limit up. I got airbags. I got anti-lock brakes. I got suspension that's adjusting itself every 30th of a second. Let's go. I got side impact things. I got curtains. I got to
speed up car that's safe for particular speeds.
Safer for particular speed. Why not? Speed rated. Guys driving a car's got speed rated tires, 150 miles an hour, and a side impact curtain, head bag, everything. Why not? Why not give them a higher speed limit? How come there's zero focus on getting this town moving? Why is everything dangerous? Why is every time someone moving, it's dangerous? You guys going 75, this is dangerous. No, it's not.
Well, if you drive your Impala.
Yeah, if you're driving that old piece of ass, driving that 68 Dodge Dart with the four bald tires on and the drum brakes, it's dangerous. Got leaf springs dragging on the ground. I don't got that car. I got a car that's safe. It goes 170 miles an hour. 70's nothing for me. What about it? Why is my speed limit the same as every other a-holes in this city? How come no one wants to get this town moving? No one talks about it. It's nothing. It's like, slow down. Slow down. What's the rush? Slow down. What's the rush? We're trying to get to work. We got a plane to catch. What do you mean, what's the rush? Let's get us moving. Instead, tell us to slow down. Oh, it's so dangerous. So dangerous. How come there's less fatalities per million miles on the Autobahn than we have out here? If it's so dangerous when you drive fast. Oh, look out. Everyone's moving. Highway Patrol, kiss my ass. Coming out. We're going to launch a campaign against speeders.
Look what happens.
Great, thanks.
You ever seen the accidents on the Autobahn? Those are really crunching.
Those are fatalities. Those are not accidents.
Less fatalities. How do you explain it? The crazy Germans are driving fast. Oh, no. Listen, you highway patrol guys, get people off the freeway and get people moving. That's it. We crack down on speeders. That's what you go home and crack down on your head with a frying pan.
That would hurt.
Please. And by the way, let me just say something.
Please.
All you guys out there with it. All the Burbank PD, all these pussies over there giving tickets to everyone for jaywalking and everyone. You guys work for us. You're not doing your own thing. You do what we tell you to do. You don't just get in and interrupt everything, go raise money. Go have a policeman's ball. Would you have a policeman's ball? Can't the city of Burbank raise money through having a policeman's ball? Just to have some dignity. We'll give you some money. You go to the ball. You don't have to shake down everyone in the goddamn city. How about it? Huh? Have some dignity. You can hold your head up. Do something worthwhile instead of shaking down everyone who's crossing the street. If people want to cross the street, let them cross the street. How about it? How about you just decide, hey, if we don't get hit by the car and we made it to their side, that's fine. Not allowed to do that?
Makes it simple.
Oh, you guys know Burbank's dump, right? Dump.
Well, I just hear what you're telling me.
Yeah, you know I'm right. You know everyone knows. Just have a policeman's ball and save some face. Please, you people, stop antagonizing everyone who drives through your crappy city. All right. And no more chicken-ass tickets. No more. Just no more. You guys need some money? What do you need? Stop bugging us. You want money? We'll give you money. Just stop bugging us. Let us drive the goddamn cars. That's all. Listen, I drove my car in New Orleans. I was driving New Orleans in a van. I told you this, Drew. I was driving in a van, and there was a cop that was driving next to us in the van. And the guy, we were driving 42 miles an hour, and the cop was next to us. And I was like panicked. I was like a schoolgirl in the back of the van. I said, oh, a driver. The posted is 35. We're going 41. He said, yeah, who cares? I said, but it's a cop. It's a cop. He said, well, we're not doing anything. I said, oh my God, that's right. He's not breaking any laws. He's not doing anything bad. He's not endangering anybody. He's just driving his vehicle. Oh, what a utopia it must be to live in a town like that. We gotta freak out because we're going 4 miles an hour faster than a speed limit because they can't do anything, but can't find any way to raise any other money in this godforsaken city. Just everyone. Just tell them. You need money? What is it? What do you guys need? You need $40 from everyone? Let's just give it to them so we can drive. Drew, wouldn't you do that?
Yes.
You just, here, everybody, cut them a check. Give Burbank an extra $50. And for some reason, they need more money over there. Yeah? You give them the money, and then we can just drive like adults. What? How about it? Huh?
Burbank PD ever invite you to any of their events?
Or... please, screw that dump. Screw them. I should sue them. I beat you and your pussy chicken-ass jaywalking tickets, you pussies. And what about, what do I get?
I guess you got a jaywalk ticket.
You owe me. No, I beat it. Oh, boy. All I had to do was take
No, he fought the law.
Party time.
Took 2 days off of work, and, well, what do I get out of it? I don't owe them $44.
Satisfaction, then you beat them.
I'd like to sue them. Where's my money, you pussies? Please, what a dump that Burbank is.
Going back to summer graduation.
Yeah, don't drive drunk.
Especially during the prom. Proms are going on.
Let's go now. All right, Drew, let's get
planned. Let's plan ahead.
Getting hot in here. Let's go now.
Man. Okay, we need to plan ahead when we're going to go on to summer graduation. Yeah, let's not do that. Let's plan how we're going to get back and make sure then that happens. Sometimes
designated drivers.
Number one. Number two. Yeah, designated ride would be a good thing. But
in Burbank, get a designated walker. Get someone across
before
the
somebody.
Street
yeah, before you get an ticket.
But anyway, even in the lines.
How about no drinking for?
That's what I was going to say. You're under 21. You have no business drinking.
No, you
it's
do against the law. You shot a Robitussin and you stay away from the booze. Yes, Drew. I agree.
Not to mention the fact that under 21 is illegal. You cannot drink.
You can't drink.
Very well that the brain of a youngster. Is not fully developed until about 21, 22, 25 sometimes. And what's happening, alcohol is destroying their brain cells. And guess what? Once they're gone, they're gone. They do not reproduce. So consequently, the person or the individual, the youngster that is drinking, is actually destroying himself. So
that's right. Turning into mush and then becoming tomorrow's junior college student.
Or radio personality.
Or you end up here at the radio station like Engineer Chris, 27, still living
and
at
fatigue.
Home.
We can't forget.
Nothing wrong with the man. Very is saving sad. Money now. Come on, he's going to buy his own
saving
home.
Saving money. $10 an hour. He's not saving any money.
Well, saving maybe $1.50, but that will help. An hour.
Right. Hey, he's not saving money just because he's not spending money. You got to make money to save money. He's just not losing money. His mom buying him all that Dinty Moore stew. He's good people. He's good people. Drew, let's take a call. Come on now. Mary?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Hi.
What's happening?
Hey, Adam. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm all sweaty. I'm all fired up here.
You should see him.
Drew should have never brought up the Burbank PD.
You gotta take a picture
PD.
Of this guy.
Oh, what a pit.
Adam, I didn't call to say this, but I love Crank Acres, and I have just... corrupted so many people to listen and watch this show.
It's a fabulous show.
What's Crank Yankers?
Thank you. How dare
you? I'm kidding.
How dare you? Okay. Crank
Yankers
is. Crank Yankers.
You call him from Atlanta, sweetie?
I am, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to go way out on a limb and guess you never got a jaywalking ticket in your life in Atlanta.
Well, no, our redneck cops are off doing something else, you know.
Yeah. Tell me what.
Stopping crime.
Watching Crank Yankers.
Yeah.
No, I called, seriously, I did, I really called because I read Cranked. I read Drew's book, and it helped me so much with all the crazy stuff that happened between me and my dad, and now I volunteer through Emory University, and I've bought like 12 of your books, Drew,
and given them
to family members.
Thank you, Mary. Did they help them?
People, you know, that have come to us with have kids, or it's mostly kids for treatment, and every single one of them have come back to me and thanked me for this book, and I've said, you don't thank me. I had nothing to do with the
book. Thank Adam Carolla. He inspired Drew to write.
I appreciate it, right? I was
50% of the profits.
I was thinking about the book, and I thought to myself, I really put a lot into that book, and it's a pretty good book.
It's an important book.
Yeah,
it's an important book. It's a great piece of literature.
It really is, and it helped me so much. And like I said, it's helped all these family members so much that have struggled to, you know, put their children into.
All right, that's breaking my heart. But listen, read that book. Buy the book. Buy 20 of those books. Read them. And watch that Crank Yankers, as she says.
Not to be confused Tuesday with nights. Cracked, which is the book we're talking about.
Yeah, right, Drew's book, Cracked. Yeah. My show's Crank Yankers, Comedy Central, everybody, Tuesday nights. All right, we're kicking these guys, Pedro and Luis, out of here,
to the
by
curb,
the way.
As it were.
Yeah, but listen, your point, first off, about Burbank PD and that jaywalking BS is well taken. Secondly, your number two point
through.
About the
sober graduation.
Sober graduation.
No drunk driving, kids.
And no drinking if you're under 21.
Don't do it. But
one, proms and graduation.
One more thing.
It will ruin you.
Adam, yes. One more thing.
Yes.
If you're tired, do not get behind the wheel.
Don't get behind the wheel if you're tired.
Last year, unfortunately, we had a fatality where a kid went to his prom. He had a wonderful time. A straight arrow, wonderful human being, good student, good son altogether.
Fell asleep
at the wheel and lost his life.
People, it happens. It's everyone knows somebody's fallen asleep. Well, not all of them died, but you fall asleep behind the wheel. I don't know how it works, but it. God
it's very simple.
Everyone,
you just gotta be tired.
All right.
You just gotta be tired.
All right, guys. We'll
That's
see you a year from now.
That's why I talked
thank
to you on the way home.
Well, thank you.
Away.
Greatly appreciate right. the chance to be here, guys.
No
You're
drinking
out.
And driving, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, don't drink and drive. That's the point. Nelly Furtado is coming in here tomorrow night. Sweet thing, that Nelly. And we got the voice of an angel. So looking for that Nelly Furtado in here tomorrow night. And Drew, what do you say we get to the phones? See what we can do.
How about talking to our listeners? That'd be great. I would love that. Come on, man. Let's go. Break it down.
Yeah, let's go now.
Come on.
Let's get a hand in.
Talk to our
callers. Hey, Chris, break it down now, buddy. Let's go now. Yeah. All right. Hey, let me tell you something, gentlemen. I use that term loosely. Helmet? Not a chair. It's not a chair.
Let's go.
It's not one. Not one. Not a chair. Sarah?
Yep.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up, baby doll?
I'm just, having issues with this guy right now.
Let's hear about it.
He's an ass.
What happened?
Well, we were, best friends for, almost a year. And we ended up messing around, and things got really awkward, and now he pretty much, hates me.
Why'd they get awkward?
I don't really know. He just kind of stopped coming around.
All right, she's into him, and
No, other way around. Sarah, here's the deal.
Yeah?
This friend, are you, with this year of friendship, was he just your friend?
Yeah, pretty much. We were, best friends. I mean, he pretty much, lived at my house. He was,
All right, Sarah, but the whole time he was there.
Hold on. Wait, just quiet down.
The whole thing I was in there.
Oh, quiet. Okay, but things got awkward. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, when you, mess around with your best friend of opposite sex,
messed around.
She had sex with him, and then she wanted to go on and have a boyfriend.
No, I'm a virgin.
Hold on, Drew, quiet down. You're always wrong.
No, I'm not trying to say that, but you know what I mean? I'm a virgin, and we did everything else, so.
You did everything else, and whose idea was it to stop doing things?
Oh, I guess it was kind of mutual. We just
it was her. It's her.
No. Hold on a second.
He worked with me, and we were together all the time.
Drew, I know you have a sort of preconceived answer to this. It's not as obvious to me. I'm trying to figure out which one of them pulled out.
Sarah, why did you kind of wanted to let this thing wind down? Is that it, right? Yes or no?
Don't put words in your mouth.
I don't really care about him. I don't know. I didn't really want it to stop.
Oh, you didn't want it to stop.
Hold on a second, Drew.
Let's hear.
My point is if you stuff words in her mouth and then they try to sort of work around them,
that's what
it gets confusing.
It's not confusing.
Yeah, well, they can't. Don't say, well, who really wanted this to stop? You wanted it to stop, didn't you? It doesn't work right that way. Just let them answer. And but she's dizzy enough not to get.
That's
it's going
to
take 20 minutes anyway.
Yes
but don't steer them. Sarah, okay, you guys were great friends. You fooled around. You got physical. You didn't go all the way. You did everything but. This went on for what period of time, your physical relationship?
I don't know. Probably, A month.
And it wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. And it stopped because of what?
Because things got awkward and I was getting jealous because he was hanging out with other girls and he'd bring them to my house. But I didn't have the right to say anything because...
All right, Drew.
We're not going out or whatever.
So. Okay, Drew's 180%, 180 degrees off as usual. Yeah. All right, so quiet down. Okay, so now the problem is what?
The problem is now I still care about him. I want to be with him, but he actually like hates me right now. And we're
please,
not
you owe me now, Drew.
Why does he hate you?
Because we worked together and all this stuff happened with my boss and... I told on him for something, and...
What'd he do, by the way, that you ratted him out for?
He pretty much cussed me out from work. He called me and started cussing me out for no reason, so... Mm-hmm. It was just little things like that, and he'd, like, be at work, and he'd be like, yeah, I had sex last night, and he'd just say things to piss me off.
So. All right. Here's what's going on, and it happens every time.
I still don't know if this wasn't a little bit of both going on here.
No.
Why when they were friends... Who was it that took it from friendship to physical?
Well, I don't know. We both want it to be physical.
During the time that you were a friend, you were being friends, did you secretly have a real crush on him?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I told him that, too.
All right. There you go.
All right. Here's the thing. You were a target of opportunity or convenience, like the military does. Once in a while, they're flying home from a bombing raid, and they see something that looks suspicious. They drop a 2,000-pounder on it. You know, easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And not a primary target. But why not? This happens. Drew, as a man of exquisite passion, surely you've been there. The point is her heart is broken because for him, it was just, you know, casual fun.
Yeah.
And for her, it was serious with something, the potential of something.
She'd been waiting for this for a long time.
Right. And you're hurt, and it's turning into anger.
Yeah.
It's coming out anger. And you guys aren't going to be able to hang out anymore because there's way too many feelings.
No way. You should be as far away from this guy as possible.
And when there's one person that has a ton of feelings and the other person that doesn't really care, you just can't hang.
Sometimes, though, people get into this sort of envy mode where they got to destroy somebody. No one else can have him if I can't.
Right.
That is a bad place to be, Sarah. That is about as far down the path of into evil that as a human gets.
Really?
It's a bad thing. It's going to make you do things you shouldn't be doing. A little bad for you, bad for him.
Right.
Don't do it.
Okay, so here's the whole thing. Extricate yourself from the situation, and don't give any of that BS. Oh, we were such great friends. No, you were just into him, and he got horny a couple of nights.
Yeah,
he's not your friend. You learned a lesson. Move on. And Drew, we don't talk about it that much anymore. But everyone's going to make mistakes. Everyone's going to screw up. The ones of you that can cut your losses and move on, whether it's a horrible job, horrible relationship, horrible whatever situation.
No matter how long much time you have spent. That's right.
Here's the thing. Here's what a winner is, Drew. Mm-hmm. It's not somebody who doesn't get themselves into trouble. Because anybody who goes out and experiences life is going to get something. Because they're going to have a bad boss. They're going to have a bad landlord. They're going to have a bad boyfriend or girlfriend. They're going to get in a bad situation.
Yep.
The ones that pick up and move on, those are the winners. They recognize this isn't working.
It's resiliency, flexibility, adaptability. That's all you need.
The ones that like, well, I knew he was slamming junk when I married him, but I married him anyway. You know, that kind of thing?
Mm-mm.
Then you get in the white trash. Veronica?
Yeah?
You're 18, baby doll.
Yeah? I will be 19, though, next month, June 21st.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. When is your birthday? I'm going to send you out something.
June 21st, the first day of summer.
Whoa, man. June 21st, first day of summer.
More Jell-O, please.
Like, for the first time ever, like, last year around Father's Day, and I talked to you guys, and then I was telling you that I was starting to drink a lot while I had been doing drugs and drinking a lot, and then I heard myself because I recorded it, and I listened to it back, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so stupid, and then that track kept saying, oh, well, you got to stop, you know, no one's going to help you except for yourself, and I haven't drank or nothing for, like, a year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but...
You did what?
What?
Well, do me a favor and repeat the phrase, more Jell-O, please. And say it with enthusiasm, if you would.
You mean more Jell-O?
Yeah, say when I cue you, you say, more Jell-O, please.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
And action.
More Jell-O, please.
Wow.
Wow. That's great. 19.
Why did you want me to say that?
Get a training bra in, everybody.
Because a 4-year-old couldn't have done it with the greater...
you sound young.
That's her. That's her. That's her.
That's you, isn't it? Is that you?
No.
Say the alphabet.
No.
That's her.
Say the alphabet and say it sing-songy or I will hang up on you.
Okay. No.
Sing-songy and alphabetic-y. Ready?
Okay.
Action.
A, B, C, D, no.
Well, it's her.
Yeah. I'm shy.
Are you sure that wasn't you saying the alphabet before?
Yeah, maybe, though.
Of course it was her.
It wasn't her because she would know what you guys are getting at. This girl
No.
Oh, maybe. No. Wait, she said maybe, though. What does that mean?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
You don't recognize that as your... you know how I am with the voices? That is her. That is her.
Drew's always wrong, but he's never wrong with the voices.
Yeah, and the first time I talked to you guys said that, too. You guys are mean to me.
All right, hold on a second. Our callers are so whacked out most of the time that I can't even figure out...
What line of thinking they're going down.
All right, now, is that the girl who's doing the ABC voice or not?
Absolutely.
Drew says absolutely.
Categorically.
100%.
Yeah, convinced.
Okay, now, Veronica doesn't seem to be... is the kind of person who would deny it if we could get her to understand what the question was.
Right.
Okay. Now let me try this again. Veronica.
Yeah?
Okay. Just rest your mind for a second.
Okay.
Deep cleansing breath.
All right. Take a breath in. Breath in.
Okay.
All right. And exhale.
Okay.
Okay. The tape we played you of the girl doing the alphabet.
Uh-huh.
Was that you?
No, that's not me.
Okay.
How do you know that's not you?
Because I would have remembered me saying that.
What do you mean, how does she know
that's
it's not
I'm wondering if that's what it is. Okay. She's saying, I don't sound like that. Or...
Drew, maybe you ought to just head home.
That is her.
You ought to pack it into
that.
That
is her, I'm telling you.
No, it's not me.
Well, then say the alphabet to prove that it's not you.
Okay.
Here we go. And...
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, O, P.
All right. Kind of a boner when you did that. Is that wrong? Is that so wrong?
No, that's the victim stuff.
All right, baby doll. What happened? Were you sexually abused?
No.
Okay. You love your dad?
Yes.
All right. He's around?
Huh? All right. He works for U.S. Customs. He's a good dad. He's a great dad.
Ooh, and you're calling from Tucson, so he probably works one of those things that, you know, when you're driving along the freeway and there's like a backyard fruit check? Does he do that one? Doesn't check for backyard fruit?
I don't think so.
I'm always curious about that. I'm always thinking, I wonder if I got any pomegranates in the car.
What is your question, Veronica?
I've been doing good. I've been going to school and I have a job full time, but I've been also working out and stuff, but now I've been like, once I start eating and stuff, I'm like, there goes my workout. So then I've lately been throwing up my food, and I was wondering is that like people that do that a lot, are they born with that or?
No, it's called bulimia, and people die of that.
So yeah, I know that, but I'm asking like, can I die of that, or is it just you have to be born
with
that?
Are you people?
Well, yeah.
All right, then you can die of it.
And I can die of it. And it's cigarettes, the more you do it, the more addictive you come to it, or?
In some respects, but the more serious the consequences. And it's, again, it's trauma that tends to cause people to do that. And that's what we were getting at with you and your sort of, our sense of you as an underdeveloped person.
Let's just play it safe and not throw up anymore after we eat.
Well, she won't. She has bulimia, and that's something that needs treatment. And so you need to get treatment, Veronica.
Oh, she won't stop.
The little girl voice we're hearing,
pictures,
the previous drug and alcohol use, and now the bulimia suggest very serious mental health issues.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
She says no. I picture her living off of Strawberry Quick and Pixie Sticks.
And Kool-Aid.
Yeah, maybe like a camp of Kool-Aid, like a hummingbird-sized camp. All right, baby doll, come on now. That's enough.
Break it down. But listen, seriously, these are very serious symptoms you're having. It sort of doesn't get more serious than that. You have eating disorder, substance, and trauma. That's it.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. You're listening to 93.9 and 101.7 Rock. Huh?
Oh, wait. Whoa.
Oh, we're doing some live.
Huh?
All right.
Phew.
What?
Explain what that was. People.
We're just, well, we have to read, what we call station liners, I think, for
station
fillings.
Identifications and things like that and promos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do one. I bet you screw it up. I bet, and sell it, right? Sell it. Let people do your broadcasting voice.
It's Loveline 92.9 WBUF, Buffalo's rock station. Nice.
There you go. That's nice. All right. Let's hop onto the phones, Drew. We got to really help these people
out tonight.
Let's go. Let's break it down. Nelly Furtado coming in here tomorrow night. Really into her. Nate, have I mentioned that?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Once or twice.
Nate, you're 24.
Yeah, I got kind of a problem. I was in a pretty bad motorcycle accident last month.
Mm-hmm. Street bike or dirt bike?
It was a Ducati.
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm, nice bike. Which one?
It was the Monster. So it wasn't like the bullet bike. It was kind of the street bike.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I was in a pretty bad accident, and I got pretty mangled up, but I got these external fixators in my hips. Mm. And I've
external fixer means it's wearing like outside pins going in through the skin
from the outside, big metal.
Oh, in the pelvis area.
Yeah, it's bad times.
Oh, bad times.
Sleeping on my back for a month. Ugh. But when I first got in the accident, I noticed that my can I say balls on the radio?
Yeah.
I guess it's too late, but I noticed that they were really really purple and bruised up pretty bad, and it's been about a month later, and I tried to masturbate.
Sure.
And, I tried it twice, and the first time I tried
Spoke came out the first time. Doctors missed it.
The first time I tried it, it didn't. Nothing happened. And
are you on pain meds?
Yeah, I'm on Lortab.
Yeah, that's probably what's holding you back more than anything.
And so I tried it tonight, and I had the sensation of finishing, but nothing came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if it's maybe the accident or the catheter that I had to wear for the first 3 weeks.
It's all that. Are you on any of the medication besides the Lortab?
I'm taking my weight in pills every day.
You may be getting retrograde ejaculation from your pills. And sometimes a catheter will do that, too.
But here's the thing. All bets are off for now.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a horrible accident.
It's not like you have to go into a lengthy workup to figure out what might have done this. You know what I mean?
Right.
You had a bad accident.
Yeah, you got clipped on 50 in a Ducati.
You're on meds. You had a catheter. All these things will contribute.
But here's the thing, too, by the way, which is, 24 and on your back for 2 months and no beating off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put a bullet in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have to keep sharp objects away from you.
Yeah, I got to be on suicide alert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to be on a watch. All right, who are we talking to, Drew? Let's talk to Josh, who's 15. Josh?
Yeah.
You had unprotected sex with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
He did it 4 times in a week?
Yeah.
And he's depressed.
And she just got started. Yeah. Whoa, cry me a river, buddy. Getting 15, getting laid 4 times a week. And she just started the birth control pill?
Well, she started it about a month and a half ago. She takes it every day, but some days she doesn't take it at the same time. Some days she's about 2 to 3 hours late.
That's fine.
Taking it.
That's fine. Relax. But if you're that anxious about being sexually active, maybe you shouldn't be sexually active. You know, you're freaked out about everything. And, oh, my God, she's an hour off on her pillow. Is she going to get pregnant? Come on.
Really, at 15, I hate to sound like Grandpa Carolla here, but at 15, it's a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little much. Yeah. But then what are you supposed to do now?
You can't go back.
Drew, as a man of exquisite passion, you know, that once that boner ship sails, it's hard to get it back into port, yes?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, keep her on the pill. And wear a condom.
I try to put that boner ship in port.
Patrick?
Yes.
Your fiance was raped.
Yes.
You've not had sex yet with her.
No.
Yet she's your fiance.
Yeah.
And how old is she?
She's
17 also, or soon to be 18.
How long ago was she raped?
A couple months ago. I have to apologize ahead of time. I'm trying my best to keep control myself, not lose, get angry and whatnot.
Hmm. All right. It's very emotional.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well.
And what? Who raped her?
People that used to be her friends. She was, it was a gang rape, really.
And after that you decided to get engaged, or before that?
We were planning to ahead of time. We were gonna, you know.
Do you live with your parents?
Yes.
Does she live with her parents?
Yes.
And they support this idea of you getting married so young?
Yeah. Well, she's actually she's moving, so it really has to be
Where's she moving to?
Out of the country.
Now, by the way, this is one of those calls. Drew and I don't look at each other too much when we do the show, but this is one of our weird look calls. Yeah. We both look at each other and go, huh? All right, I believe it. What country is she moving to?
Canada.
All right.
And you're going to go with her?
I was planning to, but we decided it's best to stay here.
Okay. Did you ever see the movie Brian's Song?
No.
All right. Let's see if I can get him to start crying again. All right. Here's the thing, Patrick. She needs to get therapy for what happened to her.
This is a way more complex situation than you realize.
Yeah. Way more.
I know.
Try not to fixate on it. It's not your problem. It's her problem, but it will become your problem. She needs therapy, and
you guys need to not get married.
Yes. It doesn't mean you don't love each other, and doesn't mean you're not going to get married one day.
Not right now.
This is you building a Noah's Ark with a nail file.
Yes, that's right.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Flood's not for another 30 years. Slow down.
Here you go.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank the boys from LAPD, Pedro and Luis, for coming out here. And tell
sitting
everyone,
through your tirade, by the way.
Well,
that was nice of them.
They started by talking about Burbank off the air that way.
Yeah. Disparaging them the way they did, yes.
Sure. Uh-huh. Here's the point. No drinking and driving.
It's no
or at drinking. Least don't drive like an a-hole if you're drunk.
No drinking.
No. Sober graduation, everybody. Yeah. That's right. Leave the drinking to the pros. We'll take ourselves a quick break, 22 hours. Nelly Furtado in here tomorrow night. Now, I'm going to wait here for her. I'm waiting. I'm not going home. I'm going to wait.
Not even to get the racked going?
No. Okay.
Racked up? What's it called?
Rack. So until next time, come on, Drew. This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
More Jell-O, please.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.